So no, I do not make this decision lightly. I make this decision because I am convinced that our security is at stake in Afghanistan and Pakistan.
And with that, U.S. President Barack Obama launched his plan for a ramped-up counterinsurgency strategy in Afghanistan. Speaking to cadets at the U.S. Military Academy in West Point, New York, Mr. Obama outlined the administration's goals to strengthen the Afghan government so that its security forces can take control. He has called on NATO to help.
Our friends have fought and bled and died alongside us in Afghanistan. And now we must come together to end this war successfully.
Arturo Munoz, a counterterrorism analyst at the RAND Corporation, says Mr. Obama could face criticism from conservatives because he's sending fewer troops than the 40,000 U.S. and NATO commander Stanley McChrystal requested.
However, that criticism will be tempered or will be muted by the fact that he is sending additional troops. He didn't have to. I mean, he could have said, I won't send any.
Republican U.S. Senator John McCain says he thinks the president's plan will succeed, but says Mr. Obama should be careful about setting an exit date. Conservatives have said that exit strategy talk emboldens the Taliban and makes Afghan civilians more likely to side with them out of fear the U.S. will soon be gone.
The way that you win wars is to break the enemy's will, not to announce states that you are leaving.
War is not the answer. There is no military solution.
Even factions within his own party are giving Mr. Obama trouble over the troop increase. Some Democrats oppose the war completely, while others think renewed efforts will simply cost too much.
Congress has to approve the funding for additional troops in Afghanistan, and we will support all of those members of Congress who will vote against the funding.
Estimates put that number at an additional $1 billion per soldier per year. Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Washington.